You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Love Life with Katana Star.
Katana Star.
Live from katanastar.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Love Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome. You're watching Love Life. I'm Katie, aka Katana Staff. Hope everyone's doing well and have a good weekend planned. I've got my children home on school holiday, so we're going to wing this today. I'm pretty sure they'll be okay. At the moment, they're entertained with their iPads and Roblox and Minecraft. So, yeah, we should be okay, hopefully. So I'm just going to shuffle my deck into a collective message. I'm cracking myself up here. My children are a little bit young to understand tarot, obviously, but I don't hide it from them what I do. They're fully aware that I read cards and do these sorts of readings and stuff. And they're just kind of, you know, it's just normal to them. They don't see anything unusual about it. Having said that, they do go to a Catholic school though. So it makes me wonder sometimes what their teachers might think. But it's all integrated and it's all part of the one love. So, yeah, just part of it all, I guess. Here we go. Here's the collective message for today. Coming out. I'm feeling kind of a playful energy, actually. And here's the King of Pentacles. This is a great card for success when it comes to business-related decisions. And it's also a reflection of all the hard work you've put into something. So the King of Pentacles is a sign that it's all going to be worthwhile in the long run. In the card, it depicts an older man. Well, he's not always old, but mature, you know, intellectually. And where he's at in a level of maturity, he's quite accomplished. So he's worked hard for everything that he has. He has made good decisions with money and accumulation. He's built his castle. He's sitting back literally just enjoying everything that he's worked so hard for. He's very knowledgeable and he's often quite warm and generous and inspiring with his ideas when it comes to business-related things and also supporting family through business-related matters. Now, I have got Yolanda in West Palm Beach from Florida. Hey, how are you doing, Yolanda?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. What can I do for you this evening?
I just thought I could get a reading, you know, a message.
Absolutely. So just see what comes through?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Yolanda, I just pulled the King of Pentacles and I am feeling quite a warm masculine energy already just as I'm shuffling. Now, this could represent a male in your life who probably crossed, he might have been mid-40s onwards and he's coming through. I'm feeling the energy of either a brother or a father here. You don't have to confirm, but just let me unpack. I've got the Eight of Pentacles and the Nine of Swords and the Eight of Cups. Okay. Did somebody close to you, male, who I just sort of described, did he pass while he was at work or something like that?
I lost my father and my husband.
Right.
Different times, okay. But they're both gone.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm feeling the energy of one of them, I believe. And there's an acknowledgement here that they were perhaps on their way to work or they were at work or something like that, because the Eight of Pentacles is here and that's often an indication of people working on something. And I'm getting sort of a message of warmth, okay, to comfort you during times where you are upset and grieving and letting those emotions out, continue to do so, because they're right there with you. They're just a hair's breadth away. And the Eight of Cups I see here as well, the emotional leave takings with something. It's been difficult for you moving on with your grief, and that's very normal. So don't feel that that's unusual at all. There's just an acknowledgement there that they're acknowledging that you're grieving and that it's difficult for you to move on. What else is happening here? Okay, here's the Moon card. All right, the Moon card's quite a beautiful energy in that it's a gentle reminder, Yolanda, to always trust your intuition and your feelings, because things might have been suppressed for you. And when things come to the surface, it can be a little bit confronting and sometimes scary as well, because the hardest thing is to face things that we've, you know, buried and suppressed. But often we've buried those things for a reason, as a means of self-preservation. The warm energy I'm getting, it's a little bit like a hug to let you know it's okay, and to just feel safe to release your emotions, okay, because you are so loved. There is so much love around you. I'm going to unpack this a little bit more. Okay, there's about to be a windfall, a change in your circumstances, Yolanda. Okay, now the Wheel comes out always to remind you that sometimes things are not always in your control. Life is just a mixture of fate, choice, and sometimes a bit of luck. And when this card comes out upright, it normally acknowledges there's about to be a positive shift in your life, quite a big shift, okay? Not just a subtle shift, quite a big life-changing shift, okay? So that could be if it's in regards to money or career or something like that, there might be a new beginning there, or some kind of increase in financial accumulation, all right? If it's to do with relationships, it can mean progress and advancement, moving forward. And it's just a really good sign to basically say that, yeah, in this lovely journey of life that we're all going through, sometimes fate can come into play, and it's sort of rolling in your favour now. At this point, did you want to interrupt me to ask anything, or would you like me to just keep going?
I just keep going. Keep going.
All right, sweetheart. I've got the Seven of Pentacles and the Ace of Swords here. This would signify, I'm not so much feeling the energy anymore of a loved one. They kind of just pop in randomly with little bursts of energy as I'm reading, and then they kind of just, you know, go off to wherever they're at. It's all good, trust me. But there was very much an acknowledgement there, and I'm not sure which person it was, but it was definitely a warm male energy, and you are surrounded by love. So just remember that, okay? That is the message that they wanted you to know, that it's okay. Keep healing, keep grieving, keep letting it out, and it's okay to heal, okay? Now, here we go. Moving forward, you have been working on something. The Seven of Pentacles is here to signify that seeds have been planted in a situation. It's just probably taking a little bit longer than what you had hoped for, because it is quite a slow-paced moving energy card, this one, but it's also a sign that when nurture and hard work goes into something, it always pays off and the benefits are coming. You're coming to an Eight of Swords moment here, Yolanda. I really feel that there's going to be a moment of enlightenment for you very soon, if not now. And this is going to start you on a brand new journey, okay? Remember how I was saying the Wheel was here, where it's kind of fate sort of pushing you into a new beginning with something. And this is going to be a huge learning curve for you on an intellectual level, and it's going to be exciting and stimulating. There's going to be change coming, big changes coming. You're going to be learning. You are also going to be stimulated on an intellectual level. But the good thing about the Ace of Swords is too, being a sword, it's always a good sign that you're going to move forward with the confidence to communicate yourself. You know, perhaps in the past you felt reserved about communicating assertively out of fear, maybe for offending or people or whatever, but I feel that that's about to change. I feel that you're going to start to really speak your truth now and be assertive, you know, because we can speak our truths and be assertive without being rude, and that's where I feel you've you're going to start developing the confidence to really do that. Now, Yolanda, the High Priestess has come out for you, and she's a highly, highly psychic, intuitive, beautiful goddess energy. She is asking you that even though things might not be clear at the moment, not everything is clear on a surface level because we are always living behind the veil in the realm that we live in. Deep down, you already know, you're already connected to everything that is guiding you, your guides, your intuition, and your soul purpose here is kind of pulling you in that direction, and you kind of already know. And she's asking you to really listen to your gut feeling and listen to your intuition and tune into your intuition and trust your intuition, because you are, when she comes out, she's an indicator that you are a person's highly intuitive already, naturally. We all are, but sometimes it takes a little bit more effort for others. You're one of those ones that are highly intuitive. So she's here to acknowledge that. And also the Six of Cups, okay? Now, the Six of Cups is about fond, again, I'm picking up on the male energy here, fond memories from the past, okay? It can involve children or it can involve memories from your own childhood. I'm getting the sense more this is you and your family, okay? It's a beautiful card. I'm not sure if you can see the image there, but it does signify good times with friendships, love, family, and remembering the good times. And that's the main message again that I'm getting for you, to remember those good times and allow yourself to heal and move forward, because life's so very short and, you know, we've just got to make each day count. And I believe you might already have some ideas in place to do something, okay? The Two of Wands has just come out for you, Yolanda. Now, this is something that might be in the early stages that you're planning to do and that you've been thinking about for a while, okay? In the picture, it shows a woman gazing out the window and she's holding a staff there. Sometimes it can require the participation of another person, so a partnership. It could be, involve anything. It could be a new business venture or traveling or something like that to kind of, you know, that's in the planning phases and you're thinking about doing it and you're just wondering whether or not to take up that partnership or the extra, because in the background she's got the extra staff there, okay? It's a gentle reminder that you can pursue anything. Yes, often it can require a partnership or you can just choose to go alone on your own accord. It's just a reminder very much about feeling inspired to take action on something and to remember, again, life's too short, and do these things that you have planned. And the King of Swords is here. All right, King of Swords, he can represent another, he's another male, okay? Separate energy to the one that I got from a loved one crossed over. I believe this is a living influence in your life at the moment. Again, sort of mid-40s onwards, this guy. King of Swords is someone who's really, really great with practical planning and logical thinking, okay? I believe there will be a male influence in your life that's going to either inspire you or take up this partnership with you, all right, with the Two of Wands stuff. He communicates very clearly, articulately, and he thinks with his head. So he's a really good planner and his advice is always worth listening to. Now, I've just been given the prompt. Sorry, Yolanda, I must get going, but I hope all that resonated for you and brings you some comfort as well.
Thank you.
Knowing that the male on the other side that came through very much loves you and you are so very loved. Aww. All right, everybody else.
Thank you.
You can feel it. It's
so
warm.
Much.
That's okay. It's a warm energy. It was literally an energetic hug that I felt for you. So thanks so much, everyone. I'll be back same time next week. Have a beautiful weekend.